A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Welcome to Wax Quizzical. This is a podcast with all of the questions, but history has proven very few of the answers. Let's see if we can fix that today. I'm not optimistic because this is the first time we've ever had a non-human attempt the quiz on Wax Quizzical. It's a big hello to Snorty Dog.
Hello, I'm Snorty Dog. I'm a dear old dog.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Congratulations on being able to speak English, first of all.
Well, we spoke English on the farm where I grew up, and I just kind of absorbed it. You might have seen me on my beloved children's television show, Snorty Dog and Friends.
No, I've never caught Snorty Dog and Friends.
Snorty, not Snorther. What? You have a very
Snorty Dog.
Accent. Snorty Dog. It's called. Don't you remember the song? Snorty Dog, Snorty Dog. He's a very naughty dog. He's not a naughty dog at all. He's just a snorty dog.
Oh, that's not one that can. Where was this broadcast in Australia? Was this a UK?
Everywhere. They promised me it would be seen around the world.
Oh, sorry. No, I don't.
You don't remember Chirpy Bird? Or Sassy Cat?
Chirpy Bird and Sassy. No.
Or Mandibles the Giant Stag Beetle? All my friends.
Mandible.
Sassy Cat. Sassy. You don't
remember? I like the Muppets. Do you know the Muppets? I watched the Muppets.
That's a bit racist. You're kind of pulling us all in together because you're saying we all look the same. And I am not a Muppet, although I very highly respect the Muppets' work.
Haven't they done well over across the years?
Very well.
And is that the sort of level of success? Have I just missed it? Are you on that sort of Muppet level?
I think so. Amongst the aficionados of beloved children's television shows with puppets, Snorty Dog and Friends was right up there.
Just to be clear, you are a live dog.
Yeah, well, I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, otherwise I am a zombie, and zombies are not very good for children's television shows.
No.
Are you sure you don't? I'll sing a bit more of the theme tune for you.
Okay.
Chirpy bird, he's a very burpy bird. He's not a burpy bird at all. He's just a chirpy bird. Sassy cat.
Yep,
she's a very gassy cat. She's not a gassy cat at all. She's just a sassy cat. You don't remember?
No, I don't remember that at all.
Mandibles, the giant stag beetle.
Okay.
Well, he came in the second season, so he didn't make it in the theme song.
Yeah, and it's tougher to rhyme with mandible. All right. Well, it's good to have you with us. I'm sure we'll go into more detail later as to your origins. Maybe do you ever get into when you're off screen, when you're relaxing? You know, back at home with the family, do you enjoy quizzes?
Snorty Dog loves answering questions and finding out new things to tell his friends at the farm.
Okay.
Mandibles, the giant stag beetle, is always interested to hear about American politics.
Great. Well, let's see if that crops up in today's quiz. Good news, I think excellent news for you, Snorty, is that... Can I call you Snorty?
Please call me Snorty Dog. It's all one word.
Okay, sorry. Snorty Dog.
Snorty Dog.
My bad. Is that we have a brains trust here to assist you in answering the questions, just to, you know, help out if you... That's there's any areas of knowledge that maybe you're missing, say, stuff off the
it's
farm.
It's always good to do things with friends. Teamwork is a great thing.
That sort of off-farm knowledge. So we actually have Long Island's eighth most popular psychic with us today. It's a big hello to Cheyenne Potomac.
Hello, hello, hello. It's a pleasure to be here, Mr. Kyron Wheatley. I gotta say, number eight, but still pretty high up there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Are you expecting to be higher in the future?
I do see that for myself. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do, you know? Yeah. Yeah. And Snorty, let me just say, it's a pleasure to meet you. It's an honor. You know, I had a feeling I was going to be interacting with a dog today. So this is huge.
That is great that your day has worked out so beautifully. We had a song about that on Snorty Dog and Friends, but it's too long to sing now.
Okay. Oh, that's fair enough. You know, these things, show business. I get it. I'm in show business.
Yeah. Did you know, Cheyenne, do you know Snorty Dog from TV?
I hope the answer is yes.
To be honest, no. The answer is no. But you know what? I got a lot going on in my brain. I got a lot going on. You know, I'm talking to dead people. I'm finding people's lost pets. You know, I probably could have. I think I maybe had a dream where I saw the Snorty Dog, but I wouldn't have known what it was. You know what I mean? There's a lot going on.
Well, Miss Cheyenne, have you ever interacted with a dead dog? Are you an animal psychic as well as a Long Island psychic?
Yeah. I can do psychic stuff all over. Any way you want. I talk to animals. I talk to people. I talk to, you know, birds, all that.
Wow. Yeah. What level down do you go to? Because if there's sort of dead ants coming into your headspace all the time, that must be exhausting.
I draw the line at bugs. They don't shut up. Well, you know what I mean?
I won't tell Mandibles this development. I'll say she was very nice and she promised to talk to all of us after we die.
Yeah. Keep it on the hush-hush. You know, I can, but I don't like to, you know, too much.
So obviously if there's any questions about the future, you'll have that covered. But are there any other areas of expertise, Cheyenne Potomac, that you can help us out with today? Any hobbies, any pastimes that if questions crop up, you're the one that we should turn to?
You know, I love plays. You know, that's a big thing for me, and I thought I was going to be an actress. You know, I went to acting
plates?
School.
Plays.
I thought plays. It was plates too.
I thought you were talking about ceramics.
Maybe we're talking about dinner plates. Snorty Dog loves dinner.
My cousin, she makes plates. Beautiful plates. If you want to know anything, I'll send you the link.
Yeah, thank you. But you were talking about plays. You're across plays.
Plays. I like plays. I was an actress. I mean, technically, I'm still an actress. You know, I'm on A&E. I have my own TV show.
Mm-hmm. And do you think of psychic as acting? Your psychic work as acting?
No, actually. That's the thing is it's funny because I was trained as an actress, but the whole time I had all these voices in my head and they said, you know, can you see it in your head? And I was like, I'm seeing all this and that. Well, you know, what's going on? So, psychic, you know, being psychic, it's like you tell the truth all the time. But that's kind of what you do as an actress as well. You know, it's all related.
Miss Cheyenne? What is your favorite thing you have seen come true?
Let's see. My sister. So we do not get along, not one bit. When our mom died, which I saw coming, that was not good, you know, we knew that we had to divide the assets. And I knew that it was going to be bad. But then when my sister was driving the truck full of china from my mom's house, she crashed the car, and she also died. So I got her share. So that was good. I saw that coming.
Wow, that was not the answer I was expecting.
No. How difficult is it to foresee that your mum will die?
You know,
because it does sort of seem like an eventuality. Like, how difficult is it to foresee that you'll have to split up the assets?
Well, you know, it's a heavy burden to take on, you know, knowing everything that's going to happen and I try to just let it go. I do knitting, you know. I play bridge, you know. I do things to take my mind off it.
Okay, well, it doesn't stop there, Snorty Dog. We also have another member of the Brains Trust to help you out
this
today.
This is good news.
I know.
What wonderful news. Two new friends for me. I'm still talking while you're trying to do your job. But Snorty Dog is so excited to be with the people. New people to sniff, new friends to make.
Yeah, that excitement's really coming through. We have for you an expert in bungee jumping, an enthusiast in the world of bungee jumping. It's a big hello to Garth Bricks. Hey, Garth.
G'day, mate. How's it going? Good to be on the show. How are you all?
Oh, great, actually, and very excited to learn more about bungee jumping. It's not something that I've ever wanted to do. If I'm honest, it scares me.
Yeah, yeah, that's a completely normal reaction to have to this sort of thing. But hey, look, you got to love it, you know.
No, I don't. That's the thing. I think is that it scares me so much that I don't think I do love it. I think I hate it.
Yeah. No. Well, I think, have you ever done it before?
No.
Ah, yeah, no, that's the, I would expect that sort of answer from someone who's never done it. No, it's just that when you've gone through the experience of bungee jumping, it's just, it almost like flips a switch, and that switch is exactly, I'd say, about 100 meters on your way down. And then you're like, oh my God, I can't believe I haven't done it. Before,
right.
Yeah.
100 meters is
sort
of bungee jumping
feet,
that you're doing, is it?
Yeah, it's 100 feet. 100 feet.
100 feet.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say that's a big jump. I'm not an expert in bungee jumping, but if I just do that maths and turn what I know 100 meters length to be on its head.
Yeah.
You know, that's quite the ravine.
Oh, there are bungees that are like, I think 200.
What's the biggest
meters.
What's the biggest bungee?
I want to say half a kilometer.
Half a K.
Yeah. Half a K. It's not a commonly frequented bungee for good reason.
Do they call that one skydiving?
God, you're good. That's no. Skydiving, fun fact, is without the cord. Now, I'm all about the cord. You got
to
have
the cord. You love to be tethered.
Yeah, I like going back up. It's the bounce. It's the bounce that I'm into.
I feel like I would enjoy bungee jumping because I'm used to walking on a lead. Really, it's just that, but vertical rather than horizontal.
Mate, got it in one. You like being walked around on a lead. Snorty Dog, wasn't it?
Snorty Dog.
Snorty.
I'm a dear old dog.
Was your show, by any chance, was that like around 4:30 in the afternoon?
That's right. It started to play on 9 o'clock on a Saturday morning. And then they discovered that all the university students after lunch like to have something to watch that's a little bit interesting and unusual.
Yeah.
And they really, first they went for the Teletubbies and then they all came for Snorty Dog and Friends.
I've got to be honest, I don't watch a lot of TV, but I reckon when I'm going for my like early evening bungee, I reckon I've seen kids. I reckon I've seen your show on the television in the apartment buildings that I've jumped off. So yeah, I mean I've only caught a split second of it, but from what I've seen, it looks great.
Oh, thank you very much. That's the nicest thing that anybody has ever said about Snorty Dog and Friends.
Just looks really happy.
Wow, this is an interesting episode today because I guess you're all tethered, aren't you? In some way.
That's deep.
Whether it's to the other side. Whether it's to the top of a building or your owner.
Do you like to be tied up, Kyron?
I'm not going
to
answer that. Question one. Charles, Prince of Wales, is also Duke of, I don't know if I'm pronouncing this correctly, Rothesay? Rothesay. And Duke of what? Charles, Prince of Wales, is also Duke of Rothesay and Duke of what? Snorty Dog. Do you follow the sirs, the madams, the dukes, the duchesses, the earls?
I follow anybody that has a snack. That's who I follow. If you've had a little Twixie stick in your pocket, Snorty Dog is going to be your friend.
Yeah.
If he is the Prince of Wales, is he also the Duke of Dolphins?
That's a great point.
I don't know what a Rothesay is. I don't know. But maybe it's a sea, Rothesay. The dolphins and the whales from the sea in Rother love Prince Charles because he flaps his ears at them in a calming fashion.
Well, let's see if the Brains Trust concurs. Garth Bricks, which I must say, that name is very similar to, have you ever heard of Garth Brooks? He's a country singer.
Look, oh, God. It's,
you get confused all the time?
No, tell me about it. But let me just say from the start, no relation Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
We have very different last names.
Yeah, Bricks and Brooks.
Yeah. So that's pretty, you know, evident that we're not related.
That's fine. Have you ever done any bungee in the UK?
Definitely, yes. And I think I do know the answer to this because I was once almost commissioned to take the royal family out for a bit of a plunge. And
commissioned? It was an art project, was it?
Oh, look, they just were bored.
Let's see what we can throw the royals off.
God, you're good. Oh, yeah, yeah. But no. They were just bored one weekend and they were like, what should we do? Bungee jumping. Let's call Garth. And we went to Suffolk. Because that's where the best bungeeing cliffs are in the UK.
Oh, yes, yep. I've heard of the Suffolk Cliffs.
Because the most famous cliffs would, of course, be the Cliffs of Dover, but not those cliffs.
Oh, no. Dover, yeah, fun fact, that's exactly why they're named, because back then, yep. Bungee was called doving, and, yeah. But Suffolk, next best.
Suffolk. Cheyenne Potomac.
Hello.
Do you have an opinion here, whether it's the Duke of Suffolk or the Duke of Dolphins?
So I'm actually going to come out of left field here and I'm going to say, look, for me personally, I'm an American. I'd never left Long Island. I don't even have a passport. All right. Mm-hmm. I barely have a birth certificate. So I'm going to say from my knowledge, for me, what I know in my life, Duke of Hazzard is what I'm feeling.
Mate, that's my nickname.
Really?
Yeah. I got called it once.
I thought your nickname was Garthy Garth from what you just said before.
Yeah.
What are the nicknames?
I got tons of nicknames like Garth Danger Bricks, Garth Hazard Bricks. Yeah, Garth.
Sort of variations on a theme, aren't they?
Yeah, I've just got a question. Garth. Mm. Garth, have you ever gone bungee jumping in Germany?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Like whenever – top three places to bungee – Suffolk, Berlin Wall, which there's only a part of it that's still up and, you know, you can jump off.
So how does that work? It must feel more like a pendulum.
True.
Swinging back into the wall.
Yeah, that's still
bungee. You could
probably
just use a belt. You wouldn't need a big bungee.
Yeah, you're right. Bungeeing really only depends on the size of the cord. You can jump off anything. I jumped off a car this morning. You can literally just jump off anything. It just depends on the size of the cord, mate.
Right. So how often are you jumping off, say, things that are like under 10 metres high?
Oh, just, you know, like if I need a quick adrenaline fix, like instead of a coffee, oh, mate, you can save so much money just not getting a coffee in the morning, just go jumping off something. Like, you just do it, you know? Like, I mean, I carry like a bungee cord and a carabiner, like about 10 carabiners on me all the time. And that's, you know. If you're jumping off anything more than, say, 10 feet, then you need a winch to get yourself back up. But, you know, like I carry one of them around all the time as well.
Perfect. All right, Snorty Dog, you've got Duke of Suffolk, Duke of Hazzard, or, of course, you go with your first suggestion of the Duke of Dolphins.
Oh, I think that it sounds like it might be the Duke of Suffolk, but I think it's Sussex. I think that it's more Sussex. Sausages. I think it's more Sussex.
Happy to lock in the Duke of Sussex. Question number two. How many teeth should an adult human have?
Oh, I can only go off the one time I was bitten by an adult human, which was quite a surprise. It was one of our guest stars and he said, look, I'm a dog and he bit me on the leg. I'm going to say 32.
Yeah, 32. I can confirm that because I've only got four of my original teeth left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it might be all this bungeeing off cars.
Yes, maybe. But, I mean, like, you know, it's cost benefit. If you asked me would you jump off a building again if it means risking your four remaining teeth, I'd be like, hell to the yes.
So you're sort of at the bottom of these bungee jumps, you're, shall we say, kissing the ground occasionally.
Oh, I couldn't have put it better myself, mate. Yes, 100%. Yep.
It's almost the perfect length just to knock out a tooth.
You're not doing it right unless you're knocking out a tooth. My aim is by the time that I'm 40 to have zero teeth left. That's how you know you've lived.
Cheyenne Potomac, you've got a beautiful set of teeth there.
Thank you very much. They're veneers. Fake.
Oh, so you had them all ground down and then put the veneers on top?
Yeah, yeah, like little spikes. And then they put them on, you know? TV money. That's what they said. They said, Cheyenne, your teeth, they're awful. You gotta, you know, we're going to get you on screen. We're going to get you new teeth.
Yeah.
My agent, you know, what are we going
to
do?
Did they happen to mention how many new teeth you needed as a human, as an adult human?
Me personally, I'm more of a, I like to feel things. You know, I feel things. I don't know numbers. You know, in school, I didn't go. I didn't go to math class. I said, no, none of that. So for me, the first number that came into my head was 54. I don't know why. I just felt 54. But then when I heard everyone else talking about the teeth, I was like, wait a minute. That sounds like a lot of teeth.
It does when you just think about your own teeth right now.
Yeah.
54 seems like a lot, doesn't it? If you just, I mean, if you divide that in two, that's still like 26 on the top.
I don't know. Maybe if you had a long face like Snorty Dog, you would be able to fit 54 teeth in because it's just extra rows and rows of teeth.
No. Yeah. How many teeth does a dog have?
All of them. A dog, dog has as many teeth as they need, but if you're a shark, and I am not a shark, but I have a friend who's a shark who sometimes visits us in the pond on Snorty Dog Farm, and Sharky, that is his name, Sharky Shark, he can grow teeth all the time. So if he got into a street fight and got his teeth knocked out, he could grow some more immediately. He doesn't get into many street fights because it's difficult to find a street that has a lake or a river in it for him to swim down.
Garth, do you know Sharky Shark Shark by any chance?
Not just Sharky Shark. Sharky Shark Shark is his cousin who is a stunt shark.
Yeah, no. I'm well familiar with Sharky Shark Shark because I've been bungeeing once with him.
Yeah. With Sharky Shark Shark?
Yeah.
As a stunt shark?
Sorry, there's a bit of noise in the background. I think someone's just practicing their plunge. Sharky Shark Shark. No. Yeah. It's a bit different trying to bungee a shark. You just get like, I mean, the harness is kind of, it's a bit tough to put on, but no, there's a way around it. You can totally dunk a shark.
What was Sharky Shark Shark practicing for bungeeing as a stunt shark?
Yeah. I believe SeaWorld were celebrating some milestone, and they just wanted something outrageous, and Sharky Shark was like, I'll do it. And I'll be like, damn right you will. The thing is, you've got to make sure that a part of his head does get in the water. Otherwise, like, he's going to suffocate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want the gills on the way back just to sort of.
Safety first, you know, like that's what I'm about.
It must be difficult on the way back up because I know sharks can't go backwards. Oh, so. Yeah.
That's where they get their thrill. Their thrill, you know, the thrill switch I was talking about. Theirs is on the way up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You'd think it would be more sensible to have the bungee in reverse. So he starts in the water, shoots up in the air, and then goes back into the water again.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, it's funny you mentioned that because I'm in the middle of inventing a that concept for humans, like the reverse bungee. It's just where you like hang off a bar and then chuck something heavy from your feet and then it just so something else is bungeeing off you.
Yeah, you're in the middle of that, did you say?
Yeah, I'm still working on it. I'm just trying to patent
it. It sounds
technology.
Like you're at the start. It does sound like you're at the start of that process.
Yeah, yeah. It's still a ways to go.
Yeah. All right, well, there you go. 32 was your thought, Snorty Dog, or of course 4 or 54 were also offered. Which one of those would you like to go with?
Oh, I was contemplating trying to add it all up, but I didn't have Maths Owl with me, so I couldn't work it out. So I'm going to go, a Snorty Dog always trusts his instincts. I'm going to go for 32.
Question number 3. The Dodecanese are islands belonging to which European country? The Dodecanese are islands belonging to which European country? Cheyenne Potomac, do you travel? You said you don't have any passports. You've never been overseas.
No, never, never. I mean, I've barely left Long Island. Can I be honest? You know what I mean?
But how big is Long Island? Is there much? Does it ever feel sort of constrictive not leaving the island?
You know, no, it doesn't. You know, it doesn't, because we got so many different places to go. You can you want to go to the beach. You want to go to the Hamptons. You know, you got everything. That's the whole world. You know, And I can speak with the dead. So it's like, you know, I know everything there is to know.
I guess you can speak with people who are traveling or perhaps died in other countries, connect with other countries that way.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, a lot of people actually, their parents and their parents' parents, they immigrated. They came over, you know, they came over here for this country. So I talk to them too, you know, German people, French people. Oh boy. All kinds of crazy voices.
Anyone from the Dodecanese?
You know, I think I actually did speak to someone from the Dodecanese.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember she was a milkmaid and she was from England
milkmaid.
That's British milkmaid. I think that's what she was doing.
What was she trying to communicate back to the living?
Well, her great granddaughter was deciding whether or not to invest in a vacuum cleaner business that my cousin Ronnie was working on. And the milkmaid, she was positive about the vacuums. They're good vacuums, by the way. I'll send you the link.
So hang on. So the milkmaid, so her job was to hand milk cows with the buckets and imagine, you know, sweep up after herself in the barn, was very positive about this very modern sounding vacuum business.
Yeah. What do you think? I'm lying?
Yes. I'm a liar? Yeah, no, sorry. It did sort of sound like you're lying there. It sort of sounded like your cousin has like a profit to be made here out of this business, and that you've maybe perhaps swindled someone into buying into a vacuum business when we all know that the only good vacuum is Dyson, and that we all want a Dyson, and that's the only vacuum cleaner business that you'd invest in.
No, okay. I'm going to stop you right there, Mr. Wheatley. You know, it's a pleasure to be on your show, but I am not going to have my name dragged through the mud on some hooty-dooty podcast with the cartoon dog and the falling off the buildings guy. I'm a good woman, all right? I speak with the dead, and my cousin sells vacuums, okay? I'm not a liar. I've never lied a day in my life, all right?
Okay.
I'm just going to say that there.
But you know,
vacuums are overpriced. They're overpriced.
You've never lied a day in your life, but you know that this milkmaid, this English milkmaid, was from the Dodecanese.
That's what she said. That's what she said. And if it's wrong, it's not on me, because she's dead.
No, that's her. Yeah, that's her problem. All right. Garth Bricks, does this ring any bells for you?
Yeah, look, I'm a Dyson man myself. sorry. I think you meant the,
Dodecanese,
Yeah, sorry, Shane. Just Dysons. What else can I say? Dodecanese. All I know about Dodecanese is that the best bungee cords are made in the Dodecanese, okay? I'll be honest, I haven't had the pleasure of visiting there, but I just know the fiber count in those cords. Oh, God, second to none. Probably double the fiber count of any other brand name bungee cord in the business. So
I didn't know that was the measure for. So the measure for bungee cords is the same as linen.
Oh yeah, you could. Well, that's the thing. I think back in the olden days, they used to use linen as bungee cords. I mean, you know, the tying of the bed sheets out the window thing. That's where it came from.
Yeah,
yeah.
And so the higher the thread count, fiber count of linen sheets, the softer, the more luxurious the sheet. Is that the same for bungee cords? Are you looking for a real soft, supple
fall? You know, it's like how comfortable the drop is, as we call it in the biz.
You want a comfy drop?
Yeah, you want a comfy drop. So Dodecanese, my instinct is you're right. I buy from them wholesale, and their shipping is like exorbitant. So it's got to be on the other half of the country somewhere, world rather. I don't know. I want to say Mediterranean or Japan? No, that doesn't sound very Japanese at all.
No, well, the question is, Africa. Which European country are the Dodekanese Islands belonging to? But happy to offer up Mediterranean or Japan.
Spain?
To Snorty Dog. In addition to England, do any of those ring any bells, Snorty Dog? Or do you happen to know where the Dodekanese are from?
Of course I know the Dodekanese from our special episode, Snorty Dog and Friends, Dodekanese Vacation. And it was a great time. Dodekanese, if you go there, you can do as you please. Let's go to the Dodekanese. So we had a lovely time. We stomped on some grapes and we met a raven, and the raven told us some of the folklore of his country. And
About bungee jumping?
Well, the crow did have a very luxurious linen cord wrapped around its foot. And every few minutes in the conversation, it would launch itself out of the tree and then just dangle upside down alarmingly, and then continue with another tourist fact for Snorty Dog and all my friends.
Oh, I've got to watch that episode.
So I'm going to say Spain.
Okay, Spain. I'll happy to lock in Spain. Question number 4. How many hours are in 15 days? How many hours are in 15 days?
Oh, dear.
Garth Brooks, it seems to me that maths is an important part of bungee jumping.
Yeah, mate.
And your teeth. I'm not saying you're good at it, but I'm saying that it's an important part.
Oh.
Is that true?
Yeah, look, give me anything that's related to physics and I can probably do it in my head. The thing is, time is something I am definitely not time is beyond me, because once you're in a bungee, like the physics of time is just all distorted because of, you know, time dilation and stuff like that. So if you had to ask me actually how many hours in 15 days or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah, nah, I could, if I did the maths on a bungee cord, I'd probably give you 3 different answers.
Okay, so sort of the space-time continuum broken.
Broken, stitched back together, stretched, poked a hole through, all of the above.
Yeah.
I don't know, 600?
600. Cheyenne Potomac, how long does a session with you go for?
Well, I charge by the half hour. So, you know, it takes as much time as it takes. You know, sometimes I go on site and I talk to, you know, the ghosts in the house, or you know, sometimes they come to me and we talk in the room and I, you know, bring people in. But, you know, I can go anywhere between, you know, 30 minutes to 4 hours, multiple days.
So it can cross over multiple days sometimes.
Yeah, expensive, but it's worth it.
What is someone hoping for from a 2-day psychic session?
Well, I mean, people have all kinds of reasons they come and see a psychic. You know, I know what it looks like, you know, a psychic, you know, do you think fake? A liar, not real, okay?
Yes,
you
know, 3.
People come to me, well, all right, hold on, sir. People come to me and they have, you know, they've got problems. They got problems. Their husband doesn't love them. You know, they crashed a van full of china and their sister died, you know, whatever, all these kind of things.
Yep.
And, you know, I give them answers, because in the past, sometimes you got to look back to go forward. That's what I say.
And for a 2-day session, is this just in the one room, or like, what are the stages of a 2-day session? Are there activities that you do? Or you?
Well, recently I had a two day session where I got flown out. I got flown out to another town on Long Island.
Yeah,
because I've never left the island.
No, you haven't. Yeah, that's right.
Well,
yeah.
I went up in a plane.
You got flown out as far as the Hamptons.
Yeah, I went up in a plane, but that was part of it, because you see, this girl, her dad was in a hot air balloon and the whole thing exploded out of nowhere. You know what I mean?
So when you die, do you live at the height that you died at?
Well, he was still up there. That was the thing. He was still up there. Yeah. And also I had another appointment 2 days after, so I had to get back quick. You know, I had to get the flight back. So, you know, these things, it just works out that way sometimes.
Yeah. And flying is the quickest way of traveling on Long Island.
Sean, you reckon I can get you to do a reading for me, like on a 6-story building? Because I reckon there'll be a lot of family members I have that might want to get through at that height.
Mm. Absolutely, absolutely. I'd have to invoice you, to be honest. Sorry to talk shop, everyone, on the show, but, you know, it's like, you know, you got to put these things on the open.
I mean, that's the first thing you got to do, isn't it? You want to invoice up front, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to... You got to get the money. Can I be honest? You know, we all work in, well, Snorty Dog, you work in show business, you know, bungee jumping. It's not,
if you love something, it's not really working.
Do you agree with that, Cheyenne?
I actually disagree. To be honest, I find life is a lot of work, but I'm happy to do it. Happy to do it for the right price.
Yes, thought so. Well, there you go, Snorty Dog. 600 is the option from Garth Brix. Cheyenne Potomac has no offer for you. Can you do the maths on 15 days?
So
how many hours?
How many hours in 15 days is the first line from a Sinead O'Connor song? So what I'm going to say is the answer is nothing compares to you.
Happy to put down nothing compares to you. Question 5, was actor Sean Connery born in Glasgow or Edinburgh? 50-50 here. Let's turn to... someone who's recently declared themselves to be in the business of show, Cheyenne Potomac. Did you ever meet Sean Connery mixing in those sort of high glamour show business circles?
No. So me personally, I never met him, to be honest, but I do know his great aunt. I did speak to her once, and she was a real piece of work. Can I be honest? She was running around someone's house. She was stealing from them, actually. She stole things from their house, and we couldn't get them back. But I did speak to her, and she did say that her, you know, her great aunt, what is he? Not the cousin, the nephew, great nephew, whatever it is. He was from, what are the two options?
Glasgow and Edinburgh.
Yeah, she said Edinburgh. That's what she said.
Edinburgh.
What I like, though, is that now that Sean Connery's dead, you've got a bigger chance of talking to him.
Yeah, right. He's dead.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, can I say rest in peace? I'll say it first. I'll be one of the first to say it.
Garth Brix.
Yeah.
Have you ever traveled to Edinburgh?
Yeah.
Ever
all the
bungeed
time.
Off Arthur's Seat?
Big fan of the Scottish Isles. Lots of great castles.
The Scottish Isles.
Yeah, yeah. Just no. Oh, mate, God. The massive cliffs off there, and just you can just jump off a castle, any castle, in Scotland. Yep. About Sean Connery. But
people were often shot off castles, weren't they, with an arrow?
Yeah, but
you know,
yes. Now, if that arrow had a dodecanese cord attached to it, the fun. The fun you could have. So I'm trying to start a business there.
Where you fire an arrow into someone.
Yeah, but
they
you were
fall
the arrow.
Off the
That's
building.
The point.
And
you're the arrow.
You're the arrow.
Yeah. So we'll bring in those massive catapults. Uh-huh. You know, the ones like the Wallace Worth, what do you call it? William Wallace catapults and stuff. And just sit in the basket. Make sure there's a dodecanese cord on you. And then chuck that right through a castle. Oh, you spring right back.
That's another plan that I feel that's at its sort of genesis moment there. When you're in Edinburgh, did you ever come across Sean Connery or?
He's just got that type of fire that I think is a Glasgow. He might be a Glasgow guy. Mm-hmm. So no, I don't know the answer to this.
Unfortunately, the Brains Trust is 50-50 on this one, Snorty Dog. Do you have any idea whether Sean Connery was born in Glasgow or Edinburgh?
Well, I've been to Edinburgh, of course, with the Snorty Dog and Friends Scotland Christmas tour. And in Edinburgh, we went and visited Greyfriars Bobby, the little dog that sat on his master's grave because no one told him he was dead. A bit like we didn't tell Cheyenne that Sean Connery had gone. So I think that I am going to say Edinburgh because I just like the sound of the word.
It's a nice word, isn't it?
Edinburgh.
Yeah, sort of. It's almost like the end of Edinburgh is sort of like a dog's roof, almost.
Oh, you're right, Edinburgh. 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 But then also you could have Glasgow.
Yeah. Oh, like a cat. Like
dog was supposed to be a dog. I'm not very good at my own species impersonation. It's because of my long face with my 54 teeth.
Question number six. In the NATO phonetic alphabet, the letter P is assigned with which word? Papa, peacock, or Peter? The letter P. This will be fun for the plosives over Zoom. Does any of these rings any bells to you, Cheyenne Potomac? Do you speak the NATO phonetic alphabet?
So me personally, no. Can I be honest? No. But I have spoken with a soldier actually in the past, because, you know, I had a client who her tax accountant, he was embezzling funds, and she needed guidance on
on behalf of whom?
he was taking the money himself. Isn't that embezzlement?
For himself. He wasn't sharing that with anyone.
Yeah. I'm not an accountant. I'm a psychic. No. So, you know, how would I know that? What I know is dead people.
Yeah.
And show business. So, look. The soldier, he was a very nice man. He said peacock. It came up in conversation, actually.
So if you were spelling out your surname, you'd say P for peacock.
Peacock. Yeah. O for onion, T for...
Not poppycock. It's not...
No? Potomac. No.
Potomac. Sorry, yes.
Like the river.
Garth Brooks, do you have... Is there a sort of technicality to bungee jumping? Like, are you on walkie-talkies all the time? Are you speaking to each other about the safety measures, you know?
Yes, 100%. Like, as a matter of fact, we have to use the phonetic alphabet for when... Just to signal that we want to go back up, but instead of going... Like saying up, because it's hard to just yell the word up, you know, you can't hear it. So we have to use the phonetic alphabet, which is unicorn papa.
Unicorn papa.
Yeah. So when you're there, when you're dangling, you're like, unicorn papa. And then the person at the top would be like, what? Unicorn papa.
Oh. Okay. So when you're dangling and they're like, up.
What's the other option?
You know, what else would you yell? Like why do you have to tell them up?
Sometimes you just want to be left down there.
You're right.
You know, you don't want to cut your bungee experience short because some idiot thinks you've had enough time down there.
So like leave me down there, so you'd yell like Lima, Echo.
Yes. Oh, it's a whole sentence.
Yep.
Lima, Echo, Alpha.
Yep.
Verizon. Yeah,
Wow.
It's just a whole thing.
And that's easier. That's easier than...
But then when you want to come back up, uniform, papa.
Not unicorn papa.
Oh, it depends. Depends. In, you know, San Francisco. And
different countries speak different NATO alphabet. Yeah. It's not uniform. That's not the whole point. So there you go, Snorty Dog. Peacock and Papa, so really no one thinks it's Peter. What do you think?
Well, I think it should be Puppy, but that's just me. And also, we had a unicorn Papa on Snorty Dog and Friends, also with its little unicorn babies. The unicorn mum was still at home recovering from an uncomfortable birth because they're born with their horns, you know. But the options are Papa and Peter and...
Peacock.
Well, I'm going to go with Papa because it's what I called out to mine the day that he left.
I'm not sure Papa. We have the time. Question seven. The headquarters of the audio streaming provider Spotify are in which city? Do you like music, Snorty Dog?
I love music. Shall I sing you my theme song? Snorty Dog, Snorty Dog. He's a very naughty dog. He's not a naughty dog at all. He's just a snorty dog. I've forgotten the question.
Yeah. The headquarters of the audio streaming provider Spotify are in which city? Is that rather contradictory theme song of yours on Spotify?
I'm going to put it up after this, I think. Sporty. I nearly said Sporty Dog, but that's my brother. he's my twin brother who sometimes comes on the show and does things about learning to basketball. Catch a frisbee with your mouth. Spotify.
How many siblings do you have?
Well, I've got Warty Dog.
Mm-hmm.
He's
what's his feature?
He has verrucas on his paws. There's Warty Dog and Sporty Dog and Snorty Dog. And then there's Haughty Dog, but she doesn't really talk to any of us because she's a snob. So There's four of us.
Do you know? I mean, this is a tough question for a dog. I'm not sure whether you know the headquarters of new internet companies are really top of mind for dogs.
Well, if you said where is the headquarters of Spot, I would say, well, Spot the dog. Yeah, I think he had his own fire station as well. I would say New York. Spotify, I'm going to go Seattle.
Seattle, you reckon?
Just because I've heard of the place.
JM Potomac, does music play a large part of your process?
So sometimes a song can actually conjure an image, something, you know, in the air.
So what's an example? So let's take for example Dancing Queen. If you were to play that, what might that conjure?
Okay. I'm going to tap into the spirit realm. Give me a second. Dancing Queen, feel the beat from the tambourine.
Too big a pardon.
Thank you, Snorty. No, I appreciate it. I appreciate it. Music is a universal language. So what I saw, Swedish people.
Sweets.
Yeah.
Dancing Queen conjures all the Swedes.
Yeah, a whole country of people that have gone through things that you, unspeakable things, you know?
Yeah. And they love that song and nobody else does.
Yeah.
And is Spotify the easiest way to play music, I assume? Do you use it?
For me, actually, personally, yeah, I use the radio. Use the radio because it's you know, I want to be, I like the radio. You know, I got to know what's on.
Sort of potluck.
You know, my brother's wife has a radio show, you know, and I listen to her and I tell people, you got to tune in, you know, 97.2. It's at 2 p.m. every Tuesday on the fortnight.
So
I'll send you a link.
It's a memorable slot to have. So when you say you've got to tune in, you're not talking on like a sort of a psychic philosophical level. You mean into like an AM FM bandwidth.
Yeah, absolutely.
That you got to tune into.
Yeah. That can be part of it sometimes. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Anything can connect you to the spirits.
And so you might have a client come in and you sort of tap into some music, turn on, what do you say it was, 97.?
I believe it was, it might have been 92.4. Again, I'm not a numbers girl. Never have been. I never will be. You know what I mean?
Mm. And then, so if that's not giving you what you need, what do you do then, you know?
Well, if it's not my brother's wife's radio show,
I remember.
Then, you know, like, I don't want to be listening. You know what I mean? Mm. You know, it's not in the family. So if it's something else going on, you know, maybe I'll give it a quick listen, give it a feel. But, you know, maybe we go for a different found object in the room to conjure something, you know,
mm-hmm.
that can help, you know.
Whatever's lying around.
Yeah, pretty much anything will do.
How much do you charge an hour again?
About $400.
Does your inability to retain numbers mean that perhaps your sister-in-law's radio show goes on every day, but you only find it once every 2 weeks?
You know, I haven't considered that, Snorty Dog, but I'll look into that.
Mm.
All the dogs are always here to help.
Thank you, Snorty Dog, actually. That means a lot. I appreciate it.
Goth Bricks, do you like listening to music?
No,
when
not at
you're
all.
Diving off buildings?
No, I don't listen to music. As a matter of fact, the songs you guys have mentioned, I wouldn't have a clue. The only thing that's music to my ears is, yeah. So that's the only
rushing wind.
Yep. Oh my goodness, I could listen to that all day, and in reverse as well. That's the wind going back
after
the other way.
After you've screamed up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Uniform. Yeah. Look.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I've even forgotten what the question was.
Where's Spotify based?
Yeah, look, I don't listen to that song. Not a fan of that band. Sounds like a Western country. That's about...
All right. Well, the only option we have, Snorty Dog, is yours of Seattle. Happy to lock that in?
Yes. And I also wanted to say that I forgot to tell you about my two dog cousins, who are Shorty Dog, who is of Jack Russell, and Sorty Dog, who works at the post office.
Of course. Not a French dog who likes the exits.
Oh, well, yes, we've got one of those, but he's married to Horty Dog, so he doesn't talk to us either.
Question 8. True or false? 8 presidents of the United States have died in office. 50-50 on this one. You live in America, Cheyenne Potomac.
That is correct.
Ever spoken to a dead president?
You know, this is the perfect question for me because I am both American, I'm a patriot, and also I can speak to the dead. Mm-hmm. So I can definitely tell you the answer. Mm-hmm. You said it was 50-50. What are the options?
True or false? Have 8 presidents of the United States died in died in office? True or false?
All right. Well, now we're playing with fire. So I'm gonna go ahead and say there's yeah.
Well, I mean, this is for you. This question's for you. You'd know this straight away because you're an American, you're a patriot, and you can speak to the dead people. So you got to know, like,
absolutely.
You know, what is it, true or false? Bang, you've got the answer. So let's go. So true or false?
True. It's true.
True. Okay. True.
My hand on the Bible. It's true.
Who are they?
Okay. So, Donald Franklin. He was dead. He died.
Mm-hmm.
Witherspoon Charles. He's another one. Dead. He's dead.
Witherspoon Charles. I don't remember Witherspoon.
Yeah.
Must have changed America for the better in his time.
Yeah, in the 1920s. Yeah, yeah. And he's speaking to me now? he is thankful that I'm talking about him on the show, actually.
Yeah, well, he doesn't get much of a mention anywhere else, does he?
No, he doesn't. No. And I could go through the rest, but what's the point of that? What's the point of that? You know, we don't need to hear about that.
No, barely have the time. So true from Shay. I've got to check your name every time, Cheyenne. Cheyenne Potomac. Or Garthy Garth Garth.
Yeah.
What do you reckon? True or false? Have 8 presidents died in office? That seems like a lot.
Yeah, but I'll tell you something else. More of them have died bungeeing. You'll be surprised. The number of US presidents that are like, oh, mate, oh, I just want to jump off a thing. And then,
how many have died bungeeing? More than 8.
Oh, that's what the CIA is trying to cover up at the moment. Is just
that's this year's project.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, and maybe Cheyenne can weigh on this, but Joe Biden, he's had to go through a health check recently. I've had to check, like, you know, and I had to do the safety check for him. But I don't know if he's even going to make his bungee. I swear to God, like he's not in good shape. But you know,
but so they all have a bungee.
Oh, yeah, this is a presidential bungee. Yeah, sorry, did I? Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sorry. So this is like, is this a part of the inauguration?
Yes, they get Air Force One and a bungee cord. Mm-hmm. Honest to God, dodecanese bungee cord of 1,000 thread count bungee, yes.
And many of them have died.
Oh, yeah, more than 8.
Doing this.
Yeah.
Yep. Day one, really, at inauguration.
Herbert Hoover was one of them. Mm-hmm. He was a Dyson man, strangely. So, you know, but 8 people die in the White House. Do you know what? This is where things get tricky because someone might have died in the White House bungeeing. So, like I said, eight sounds about right.
8 sounds about right. Okay. So there's the two options for you, Snorty. Either true, if you believe Cheyenne Potomac, or true, 8 presidents have died from bungeeing, if you believe Garth Bricks. What do you reckon? True or false? 8 presidents dying
in office. Well, I think the question is more which presidents should have died in office. Mm-hmm. But what I'm going to say is that every president, except for the one at the moment that won't leave, every single president has had a dog at the White House, and Joe Biden has chosen Snorty Dog to be his White House dog.
So actually, Snorty Dog, I know that's not true, actually. There's only 2 presidents who haven't had dogs. I don't know why I know this. Donald Trump didn't have a pet, a single pet.
Yes, we knew that one.
Yep. Trump,
dog.
Trump didn't have a pet. And there was one other, there was one other president who didn't have dogs, but he did feed mice. He didn't have any pets, but he fed the mice in the White House. And I don't know how I know
this
that.
I think this might be a Pixar movie that you're thinking of, Garth. And of course, there was, if there was a president that didn't have a dog, if you stick googly eyes on a bungee jumping cord, it looks like a friendly snake. So I think we can say that they all had a pet of some kind.
I think there's a business idea, Snorty Dog. You and I should talk after this.
So you're the dog that Biden's taking into the White House?
Yes. He's got a big rescue dog, and then he's got Snorty Dog. And I'm bringing Sassy Cat and Chirpy Bird and Mandibles, Giant Stag Beetle and Maths Owl all with me to the White
Veritable
House.
Veritable zoo in there.
That's right. The Snorty Dog and Friends Farm is coming to the White House.
Wow. So the plan is to continue the chaos of the last 4 years then?
Yes. Well, I'm going to be making all the major decisions because that's what the American people are used to. So there is a Bill of Rights that needs amending, I just bite it and put saliva on it. And they go, still better than what we've had.
Yeah.
I'm going to say false.
False. Lock it in. Question number 9. Bruce Pascoe re-examines colonial accounts of First Nations people in Australia in the book Dark What? Are you a big reader, Snorty Dog?
Yes, I'm a big reader. But what I really enjoy is when someone reads aloud to me. And Mandibles, the giant stag beetle, has a wonderful articulation because of his massive pincers. And he read Bruce Pascoe's book to me, and it's called Dark Emu.
Dark Emu, you reckon?
Yes.
Does that ring any bells, Garthy Garth Garth? Are you a big patron of Australian history?
Oh, only so far as, the giant plunges people have taken in Australian history. So I know a book called The Dark Plunge. It was by a Bruce. It wasn't a Bruce Pascoe. I don't think so. It was Brucey Bruce Bruce. I can't. That's what we called each
Bruce,
other anyway.
Bruce.
Brucey Bruce
yep.
Bruce. Garthy Garth Garth. Bruce Pascoe.
Cheyenne Potomac. I know that you've never left Long Island physically, but do you read about the world?
So I like to read the newspaper. I pick up the Times. I pick up the Sun, the Herald. I look through them. But when I actually
on Long Island.
Yeah,
you read the Sun,
the Long Island Sun, the Long Island Sun.
Oh, I was thinking. I always thought you meant the Sun, as in the newspaper from London.
Oh, they have that over there. Wow, good for them. Good for them.
Yeah.
look, to be honest, when you said the question, it made me think about the last time I got my hair done. And my hairdresser, she recommended me. Yeah, for real. She recommended me this great film, this great film on Netflix. It's called Blackfish.
Uh-huh.
Blackfish. And it's all about SeaWorld and all the things they're doing to the animals. Sad, terrible stuff. And I don't know anything about the book you're talking about, to be honest, but I do want to offer Dark Fish.
Does any of that sway you in a different direction, Snorty Dog, or...?
No, but an interesting fact about Blackfish is it has a cameo from the Duke of Dolphins in it.
Oh.
But I'm going to stick with Dark Emu.
Yes, I would. Question 10. Whose album Folklore recently became the first of 2020 to sell 1 million copies in the US? Garthy Garth Garth?
Oh, look, I'm probably, Van Halen Jump, that's all I know.
Popular pastime of yours. Cheyenne Potomac, do you have Folklore?
Can I be honest? I actually know the answer to this question because I'm a huge fan of Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
You know Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I love that girl. Can I say I'm a huge fan? You know, I haven't met her. I haven't met her personally, but my brother's daughter's cousin, actually, met Taylor Swift. She went to one of the concerts and she stood outside and she waited and she met Taylor and she touched her. Oh, man.
That's not, and but that's you, not you. You didn't do that. That's your...
No, but my relative did that.
Yeah.
So it's kind of the same. We're in the family.
Well, I mean, that's pretty convincing, isn't it, Snorty Dog? Unless
very convincing. We had Taylor Swift on Snorty Dog and Friends and she came on and she sat on a bale of hay and she sang her song called I'm Just a Poor Country Girl with Rich City Parents. And she was very good. And so I am also going to agree with Taylor Swift.
All right, let's put down Taylor Swift. That's 10 questions. Congratulations on getting to the end of the quiz. How do you think you did, Snorty Dog?
I think I did very well. If I didn't get any of the answers right, I did make some friends.
Yes. Yes, which is the most important thing. What are you hoping for out of 10 as the first animal to ever do the quiz on Wax Quizzical?
Wow, I think that Snorty Dog is going to be setting the bar for the other animals that come along now on a regular basis. I'm going to hope for at least 4 out of 10 because I've got 4 legs and 10 friends.
Mm. Okay, that's perfect logic. Cheyenne Potomac, you can see the future. How many are we going to get right?
Absolutely, I can. Look, I actually, you know, everything is cyclical, actually. And sometimes things that you actually see in the past, they can actually affect you in the future. As I said before, sometimes you need to look back to go forward. And an answer that I gave during the quiz, it was not relevant to the question, but it's actually going to go ahead and be relevant to the answer, the end of the show. So I'm going to say it's going to be either 5 or 4. It's got to be one of those two.
Okay. Okay. Just can't nail down on one number.
No. 54 appeared to me. It's going to be one of the two. 5 or 4.
I see.
It has to be.
And Garth, as we go down this list, how many are hoping that we can tally up?
I think the real winner here is just friendship. We're all tethered, like you said at the start. I just think what a wonderful opportunity this has been. Could I just plug the charity that I'm working, you know, towards? We're trying to make high thread count jump ropes for underprivileged kids.
No, you can't. No, you can't plug that. Okay. We've got a lot of issues in the world right now. We don't need jump ropes for kids.
I just thought that's why I was here, to plug that.
No.
Okay. Oh, well, anyway, this has been a great, fun time for me.
Yep. How many out of 10, though, do you reckon?
I reckon 10, mate.
It's the optimism I'm used to. Let's see how we went. Question number one was, Charles, Prince of Wales, is also the Duke of Rothesay and the Duke of, you said Sussex, but the answer is Cornwall. Question two, how many teeth should an adult human have? You said 32, and that is correct. The Dodecanese are islands belonging to which European country? You said Spain, but the answer is Greece.
Oh, Mediterranean. Oh. I said the Mediterranean.
Yeah, but you also said Japan. Question number four, how many hours are in 15 days? You said nothing compares to you, but the answer was 360.
That's pretty much the same if you hum them.
Question five, was actor Sean Connery born in Glasgow or Edinburgh? You said Edinburgh, and that's correct.
Yes.
Question six, in the NATO phonetic alphabet, the letter P is assigned to which word? You said Papa, and that is right. On a bit of a roll, question seven, the headquarters of the audio streaming provider Spotify are in which city? You said Seattle, but it's Stockholm, which is where I feel trapped in. Question number eight, true or false, 8 presidents of the United States have died in office. You said false, but the answer was true. Ooh. Question nine, Bruce Pascoe re-examines colonial accounts of First Nations people in Australia in the book Dark What? You definitely avoided Blackfish, locked in Dark Emu, which is correct. And whose album Folklore recently became the first of 2020 to sell 1 million copies in the US? You said Taylor Swift, and that is right. 6 out of 10, more than you could ever have possibly hoped for.
That's pretty much it.
Four legs and 2 ears make 6.
Yes, correct.
Is that another point? Do we get 7 now?
No, unfortunately, that was just a question that you brought up at the end. So it's just the 6 out of 10. Lock that away. I mean, the highest score we've ever got is 8. So you should be very proud of yourself, Snorty Dog.
I'm very proud of myself, and I'm proud of all my friends and the kindness that they show the world.
Yeah, you should run back and tell your owner that you did really well. Who is your owner at the moment?
I don't have an owner, but I've got a staff member whose name is Cal Wilson. And even though she's a cat lady, we're very close.
Well, tell Cal I say hi and thank you for joining us, Snorty Dog.
Oh, thanks for having me. And I push my wet nose into your groin.
And goodbye from us. And Cheyenne Potomac, thank you for joining us today. Congratulations on contributing quite a bit, really, in the end.
Thank you very much.
Actually, did you? I'm trying to run over all the questions. No, I don't think you did get any right.
No, I said Taylor Swift, and I said the presidents. I was right on that one. I put my hand on the Bible, and I was right.
You ever read any improvisers in Sydney before, Cheyenne Potomac?
No, I haven't. I actually don't know anything about improv, but can I tell you about my cousin?
Yeah.
My cousin. His name's John Robles, and he's gay, but I'm fine with it. And he is very funny. He's got a Facebook. He's got an Instagram. He's trying all kinds of comedy stuff. He's going to be on Saturday Night Live. I know it. So look out for him.
Thank you for joining us, Cheyenne Potomac. And Garthy, Garth, as I like to call
Mate.
Garth Bricks. Thanks for joining us. So do you like, would you ever be able to get me, do you reckon, to bungee jump? Someone who's scared of it, someone who hates it. Do you do like tours, if you will?
Oh, yeah. We can do it together. I can, yeah? It's just, yeah.
Oh, you do like a tandem?
Yeah, we can do it. We can do a group.
Have you done that in the past? Yeah. Who have you done that with in the past?
Yeah, we can just do it like a group situation, which, I mean, because of COVID now, we can't really do. We got to have our social distancing.
You got to be 1.5 metres apart, yeah, so you sort of jump in sync.
Unfortunately, but yeah, if you want, just take the closest friends and family, as many as you like. We can all tether you guys up and throw you off a bridge.
Has anyone done that in the past? Have you got any good reviews from previous customers?
Yes. Probably just my last customer. It's actually how I, he told me to check you guys out. Geez Verma. I don't know if you've ever heard of him before, but he neither have I. he was like, oh, go check Garthy Garth out. And he, so if you don't believe me, ask Jeeves. Oh God, I crack myself up sometimes.
That's it for Wax Quizzical this week. Thank you very much. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.